Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday the 19th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The scene has been examined by a Garda forensic investigation team and Gardaí are appealing for information.
Two due in court after an alleged assault in Cork, and Ukraine looks for buffer zone between it and Russia. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the very latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, two men will appear in court today, charged after an alleged assault in County Cork. Two men who were injured in the incident are still being treated in hospital. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
Two men were seriously injured in the alleged attack in Dunmanway shortly after 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Both men in their 30s remain in a serious but stable condition at Cork University Hospital this morning. Two men in their 30s and 70s who have been questioned at a Garda station in the southern region have been charged. Both are due to appear before Bantry District Court at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The scene has been examined by a Garda forensic investigation team and Gardaí are appealing for information.
In the US, the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago later today, where Kamala Harris will be officially announced as the party's nominee for the presidential election. President Joe Biden, who until last month was set to be the Democrat nominee, will make the keynote address on the opening night tonight. Pollster John Zogby says Kamala Harris, the current US vice president, is experiencing a boost to her campaign.
It's a competitive race. But at this point in time, she's experiencing kind of a continuing, a rolling honeymoon, and she will continue that this week. That's what happens normally during conventions.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has shared AI images falsely claiming Taylor Swift has backed him in the US presidential election. In a post on X, he wrote, "I accept," beside a fake image of the singer dressed in the colours of the American flag. The caption in the picture says Taylor wants people to vote for Mr. Trump. The singer has not endorsed any candidate and hasn't commented on the AI-generated images yet. Back home, Sinn Féin wants an explanation as to why the terror threat level has been raised. The Garda Commissioner has reportedly advised the Justice Minister that he's raised it from moderate to substantial due to violent political extremists. Taoiseach Simon Harris says Ireland is not immune to domestic or international terrorism. Sinn Féin Justice spokesperson Pat Daly says the decision raises more questions.
Of course, the mission statement of An Garda Síochána is not only to tackle crime and the causes of crime, but lessen the fear of crime. So why this has been done without any explanation for people is open to question. So we will be having a meeting with the guards at the end of the month, at the beginning of September, and I hope that to raise this issue with them in that meeting.
Volodymyr Zelensky says the aim of Ukraine's incursion into Russian territory is to create a buffer zone between the two countries. His comments were made after his military destroyed a second bridge in the Kursk region. It's thought the move is to disrupt Moscow's attempts to resupply its troops there. During an overnight address, the Ukrainian president praised their efforts and also made a direct appeal to the UK, US and France.
In every direction, our troops are doing an outstanding job. However, when it comes to supplies from our partners, we need things to speed up. There are no holidays in war. We need decisions. We need timely logistics for the promised aid packages.
The US Secretary of State will meet with the Israeli Prime Minister this morning as part of the latest efforts to push for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. It's Anthony Blinken's 9th trip to the region since the war began in October. Both Israel and Hamas have accused each other of obstructing talks. Sky's international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn says any progress on an agreement seems far away.
The plan is still to have enough progress towards final talks on Thursday or Friday in Cairo and then an agreement put in place. But I have to say, the way things are moving at the moment, that looks far too optimistic.
A man has been arrested after a major drug seizure at Dublin Airport. €500,000 worth of cannabis was uncovered during the operation. News Talk's Joe Caulfield has more.
25 kilos of herbal cannabis worth an estimated €500,000 has been seized by revenue officers at Dublin Airport. The drugs were uncovered in vacuum-packed bags hidden in the baggage of a passenger who had arrived from Thailand. The man in his 30s was arrested and is being detained at a Dublin Garda station where he can be questioned for up to a week. The search was carried out as part of an operation targeting the sale and supply of illegal drugs.
Efforts are still underway to help remove a suspected World War II bomb in Northern Ireland. More than 400 homes were evacuated over the weekend. The PSNI says the operation to dispose of the device discovered in Newton Ards will likely continue for several days. In entertainment news, people leaving Electric Picnic this morning are being advised to take a breathalyzer test at four RSA stations in the festival's car parks. Results are available immediately and will highlight if their user is over the limit to drive. Sarah O'Connor from the Road Safety Authority is advising those leaving the festival to take care on the roads today.
And really, it's about people taking their time getting home. You can check your photos when you get there. You can enjoy all of the good stuff that comes with the festival. But really, the time on the road is really, really important that we all mind each other and we all make sure it's a very positive and safe festival for everybody else.
And DrinkAware CEO Dervla O'Brien says drivers should be mindful. It does take time for alcohol to leave your system.
Be very conscious of when you're driving after the last time you had alcohol. So people need to be really conscious that it takes 1 hour to process a standard drink. And the next thing to really be aware of is, what is a standard drink? So a standard drink is a glass of beer. It's a small glass of wine. It's a pub measure of spirits.
And in sport, in soccer, Manchester City's defence of the Premier League title is off to a winning start. That's after their 2-0 win over Chelsea at Stamford Bridge yesterday. Manager Pep Guardiola was pleased with his side's efforts.
We are away a little bit from our best, but considering how we are, the perform, how we have done, the commitment. So it's a good news. The 33 points, the bad news, we have 65 games ahead of us.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.